Kennedy and Lincoln, the strange connections.
Two of America's most famous presidents are Abraham Lincoln and John Fitzgerald Kennedy, JFK. They both lived completely different lives at completely different times, but there are a number of coincidences that connect the two men.
Lincoln was born in 1809 in Kentucky. He was the first president to be born in the West. Lincoln's parents were poor farmers, and he grew up in a small log cabin. You can see a reconstruction of the cabin at his birthplace, which is now a national park. Lincoln only went to school for 18 months, but he loved reading and he taught himself from the books he read. He eventually qualified as a lawyer in 1837.
Lincoln's political career started in 1832 when he was only 23. He tried to get elected to the Illinois General Assembly, but he wasn't successful until 1834. He became a member of the House of Representatives in 1846, but he only worked there for 2 years. In 1854, he joined the Republican Party and was a candidate for the presidency in 1860, when he became the 16th president. He was president during the American Civil War, when the northern states fought the southern states that had broken away from the Union. In 1865, just after the end of the war, Lincoln was assassinated by John Wilkes Booth while watching a play at Ford's Theater.
JFK was born in 1917 and came from a very rich family. He went to exclusive schools and later studied at the London School of Economics and Harvard University. He decided to become a politician after the Second World War and was elected to the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate before he became the 35th president. He led the U.S. during the Cuban Missile Crisis and the start of the Vietnam War. He was a Democrat. JFK was assassinated in Dallas in 1963.
So, apart from the assassinations, the two men didn't seem to have much in common. Or did they? For example,
Lincoln was elected to the House of Representatives in 1846, and Kennedy was elected to it in 1946. Lincoln won the presidency in 1860, JFK in 1960.
Both men were shot on a Friday, and both were shot in the head from behind.
Lincoln's killer had a 3-word, 15-letter name, John Wilkes Booth, and so did Kennedy's alleged murderer, Lee Harvey Oswald.
Booth ran from a theater and was caught in a warehouse. Oswald ran from a warehouse and was caught in a theater. Both killers were themselves killed before their trials.
Lincoln was shot at Ford's Theater. Kennedy was in a Ford motor car when he was killed.
Lincoln's wife was there when he was shot. Kennedy's was sitting next to him in the car.
Lincoln was succeeded by Vice President Andrew Johnson. Kennedy by Vice President Lyndon B. Johnson.
Of course, these are just merely strange coincidences, and there's no real connection between the two men and their deaths. Or is there?